Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
First impressions of the NBA Finals. Call me petty, but I can't wait to see and hear how the Celtics fans who bleed green greet their reunion with Kyrie Irving. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, actually. I love this deliciousness. And it actually led me to a thought about our show tonight. First of all, happy Almost Friday. It's a thing. It's been a thing now for years. We celebrate the fact that it's almost Friday, and you know that. We also celebrate the middle show of the work week because it's the pinnacle. We get closer to the weekend once we get over that hump. Yeah, we make no secret of the fact that we would not survive these hours without weekends. Also, Jay would like me to believe that he's no longer falling asleep on the couch on Fridays, but don't believe it for a second. That's just his thing.
It's been a good stretch the last few weeks, but it'll probably happen tonight.
It is almost Friday, which means we are smiling. We'll probably get snacks. There might be a vending machine run. Honestly, that's no different than any other night for producer Jay. Sometimes I chip in.
I've already had a disappointment so far.
Oh, no. You look for the chips and they're gone?
Well, okay. So that is actually one. So two disappointments, I should say.
I nailed it on the first guess.
The chips are behind another bag of chips, which I don't want, so
that's
I hate when that
worst.
Happens.
That is the worst.
But I was really craving a Three Musketeers more than anything. I don't think I've ever even had one of those, but I don't know. I'm just really in the
mood. You've never had a Three Musketeers?
I just mean, like, in terms of here, like, from the vending machine at work.
Oh.
Like, not usually my go-to, but I don't know. I want one. And I went to all the vending machines. I even went to the 11th floor to see if they had a vending machine. None. Can't find it.
You went to the 11th floor. You actually ventured into hostile territory.
I did.
Have I ever told you how much I hate you?
Yeah.
That you can eat any candy and chocolate bar and snack that you want. No, I am in a competition with my husband. Also, people are now suggesting ways that we can lose 10 pounds. The first time someone suggests that weight loss drug, what's the name of it? The one that's so popular right now? Pezic? Nesic? I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah. It starts with an O. Pomnesic? Something along those lines. People are now suggesting it. No. We don't do drugs around here unless we need to sleep.
Ozempic?
Ozempic. Thank you. I was so close. I was only like a letter off. Anyway, there's no drugs around here. We're good with the weight loss. Just cutting out desserts works for my household. Also, being back into a 4-day-a-week exercise routine. I will always take credit for the fact that Jay now exercises. So I suppose since he exercises on a regular basis and he never gains an ounce of weight, the Three Musketeers sounds like a great way to celebrate Friday.
I really wanted it, but.
What if we could go down to floor 5? Do you think they care if we just knocked on the door? Hey, do you mind if we check out your vending machines?
It's like trick-or-treating.
Or just to hold out your little orange pumpkin.
I got my bag packed. I'm here. Trick-or-treat. Any Three Musketeers?
I was thinking about the rivalry between Kyrie and the Celtics fans. The thing is, some of the Celtics players will try to tell you it doesn't matter to them. Don't believe that either. There is no love lost between guys like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, even Al Horford, and Kyrie Irving. I'll have to go back. Those, to me, are the three that stand out. Marcus Smart was also part of the team when Kyrie was there, I believe, but he's gone now. There is a definite dislike. There may be respect, but they know what he was like in their locker room. They've spoken about how he was disruptive and how he was, I don't know if the word cancer was actually used by one of the players, but how he did not fit into their locker room and it was a mess. So this will be delicious. But let's not speak about the players necessarily, because you're not going to get that kind of juice from them. You might get it on the court in a little extracurricular activity, but mostly you're going to hear the vocal fans in Boston who dislike Kyrie Irving. Exactly. And you may think that's just some random booing that we dialed up on the internet. No, that's actual Boston fans booing Kyrie Irving the last time he was there.
We get this party started.
With the Nets. Because, you know, that worked out really well. It got me to thinking, let's have some fun on this edition of After Hours. Always, but this is a different kind of fun. Speaking for your city, your fan base, maybe you have a favorite team. Of course, you have a favorite team. What other athlete is public enemy number one in your city? Maybe it's an athlete who played for your team and left, unceremoniously dumped you on his way out, or dumped on you on his way out. Maybe he betrayed you. Maybe he just stunk when he was with you, and then he went somewhere else and he was terrific. Or maybe he's made a few choice comments about your team and your fan base. I love bitter rivalries in sports. I love it when we talk about sports hate. You know, it's just jealousy most of the time. But in the case of Boston and Kyrie, it's flat out hate. It's hate that's actually hate. And the fact that Kyrie is one of those Mavericks who stand in the way of the Celtics winning banner number 18, ascending to the summit, I know I'm sounding very dramatic, for the first time since 2008, this is a big deal. Sign me up. First impressions of the NBA Finals. Welcome back to Boston, Kyrie. I'm looking forward to that. The Celtics fans will have something special planned for him. But from your perspective, whether it's Dallas, whether it's San Francisco / Oakland, Sacramento, Oklahoma City, is Kevin Durant still public enemy number one in OKC? He might be.
He might be.
He might be. Although I know they have resurrected and rebuilt that franchise, so now they are on the path. But they were done dirty by Kevin Durant in many ways. And even after Russell Westbrook vowed to stick around and brought in all his cronies, he left too. I think they do love him, though, in OKC. Most of my friends would say he needed to leave in order to win. Now, he didn't win when he left, but they set him free. If you love something, set him free. That was OKC with Russell Westbrook. Whatever fan base you're in, wherever you are, who is public enemy number one when it comes to sports and your cities? Oh, I can't wait to hear these answers. Yes, we will retweet, and yes, we will share. Go ahead, Jay. Tell me this is a genius idea.
That's a good one. I can already. My blood's boiling thinking of these names that immediately came to my mind. So,
it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. He's producer Jay. It's almost Friday. The NBA Finals is set on this Thursday night, which means we go a week without any basketball on the men's side. Of course, there is the WNBA and lots of attention on the rookies, including Cameron Brink and Angel Reese, who were facing each other on Thursday night. Caitlin Clark and the Fever, they lost another bad game. I shouldn't say it like that. They lost another game in which they were not extremely competitive, and it's tough. Christy Sides has had enough of the WNBA scheduling, and yet they have another game coming up on Saturday, in which they play on national TV. It's a lot. The expectations for the Fever to be instantly contending is too much. And I should have known to expect this, but it's a little bit frustrating to hear the impatience from basketball fans, or maybe they're not basketball fans. They're just people who are following Caitlin Clark to the W and are expecting the Fever to be world champions immediately. It's just not how it works. Remember, Houston Astros, they needed, what, 3-4 top draft picks to get to the point where they were ready to contend for a World Series, plus trash cans. Let's see. Trying to think of some of the other, well, San Antonio Spurs, we know their story, right? They, in the wake of the departure of their three Hall of Famers, the retirement, they had to hit rock bottom to get Wemby. It takes time to build a team in basketball, really in any sport. And there's a lot of impatience among fans, of course. There was no way the Fever were going to automatically contend. Now, here's the deal. They're close in a lot of games. They're pushing teams, that's for sure. But you got to give them some time. Let's instead talk about our sports hate. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, producer Jay will put up a spot where you can answer this question about public enemy number one. Ooh, I can't wait to hear some of the NFL answers. The NFL sports hate answers, NFL villains. The Dallas Cowboys could probably list a few of them. This is going to be terrific. How many people are going to list Tom Brady?
Probably on a couple lists.
Yes. So we've got our phone number. You can find us on both Twitter and Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And we will jump into what was a relatively quick, albeit painful, exit to the Western Conference Finals for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Why? Because Luka Doncic left no room for doubt in the first quarter.
Luka, left side of the floor, wants Gafford to come up and set the screen to the left. Luka turns that way, and from the bottom of the logo, he hits!
He sure did, because Anderson went under the screen and he saw that opening and took it. You can't leave him open for a little bit.
A 17-point first quarter for Doncic, the most points he's had in any quarter in the playoffs. Timberwolves have missed the last seven. Luka pulls up and hits again, a three-pointer from the top of the arc. And Chris Finch and Mike Anunoby have to take a timeout. Doncic, a 20-point first quarter, only his third 20-point half of the playoffs. And he's got 20 in the first.
He outscored the Timberwolves all by himself. 20 points for Luka in the first quarter, 19 points for the Timberwolves. It was a 12-0 Dallas run. It was a 17-1 Dallas run. At one point going into the second quarter, I think it was 25-6, something along those lines. It was overwhelming. right away, anything the Wolves were trying to do went out the window. Because Luka was one-footing his three-pointers. He was shooting from a step inside the logo. He had guys on him, and he was still shooting. All the while, he was jawing with somebody in the front row or the second row there in Minneapolis.
Don't even say it, man.
Chuck Cooperstein on Mavericks Radio. It was 20-point lead at halftime. And in the third quarter, the onslaught continued.
Mavericks have it to begin the third quarter. They shoot to our left in their white uniforms. Minnesota in the slate grays, to the green and white. Luka across the floor. Backdoor! And the dunk for Washington as Luka throws a 40-footer on time and on target. Now Towns comes over to help. Solid Spain screen by Gafford. Luka in the lane. Floater good. And a timeout by Chris Finch. And absolutely no effort defensively from Minnesota, and the fans are letting the Timberwolves know exactly how they feel. Here comes Irving. They try to trap him. Lob to Jones. Met by Gobert. Back out to Luka. Put it on the floor. Left to right on McDaniels. Gets in him and draws the foul. Hits the shot. Three-point play chance for Doncic.
It really became a painful exit for those Minnesota Timberwolves when they had no answer, for Luka Doncic. And the reason you can hear every single thing that Chuck Cooperstein is saying, not to mention every whistle, is because it was quiet in there. The Timberwolves deserve a ton of credit. They managed to stay among the top seeds in the Western Conference, even though they finished up most of the regular season, last couple months of the regular season, without Karl Anthony Towns. Anthony Edwards, at 22 years old, proved that he can be a star in this league. And their Game 7 win over the Denver Nuggets, that is a franchise-building victory. That was a franchise-building series win. There's a lot they can take away. Remember, Ant is only 22 years old. And Karl Anthony Towns, when he's fully healthy, he's terrific. Rudy Gobert is more of a one-dimensional player now, but it doesn't matter. They've got the tools, and I think now they've got a little more experience. What they needed, just kind of get it under their belts. They'll get better. I like Chris Finch as their head coach, but this night belongs to Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, the Dallas Mavericks. And honestly, the Mavericks didn't need a whole lot beyond what Luka gave them. It wasn't as balanced an attack as what they're going to need against Boston. But they did have a couple other guys in double figures. PJ Washington, 12 points, 7 rebounds, a couple of steals in there. And then it was good to see Derek Lively back on the court. 25 minutes for him. He had 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 assists. Also had 3 block shots. This is a rookie center who got kicked in the back of the head, had a neck sprain, and then got hit in a flagrant 1 on Thursday night. He ends up in a lot of pain again, but stayed in the game. Now, he's been nearly automatic with the ball in his hands. Congratulations to the Dallas Mavericks. First NBA Finals since 2011, when Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Kidd were the stars and were running the show. So first impressions of the NBA Finals, we'll get to those, but I'm telling you, mine has to do with Kyrie Irving and a reunion in Boston. And it led me to this idea that we all, as fan bases, whether it's a particular city or whether you cheer for a team that's outside your city, that certainly happens. But if you would speak for your city or your fan base, which athlete out there is public enemy number one for you guys? Jay's going to put a post up on our show Twitter at Amy After Hours. You can also find me on Twitter at A-Law Radio, and then we'll put it on our Facebook page as well. Good to connect with you. It's nearly Friday. Oh my gosh, it's nearly the end of May. Friday is May 31st. It's almost June, peeps. Oh, and how nice. We're almost done with the winter sports. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects. And say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
The After Hours Podcast.
Left to right, top of the circle, six to shoot against Towns, five, we'll shoot over Towns for three, banked it in! Of course he did, because it's been that kind of night.
The bank is open 24 hours in Minnesota. He does the Michael Jordan shrug as he runs back the other way.
McLaughlin will throw it in, Wendell Moore will bring it up, he'll take one final shot, it's no good, the horn sounds, and for the third time, in Dallas Mavericks franchise history spanning 44 years, the Mavericks will play for the NBA championship, winners of the Western Conference, and winning it convincingly tonight in Game 5, 124-103.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Chuck Cooperstein on Dallas Mavericks Radio, headed to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2011 and the days of Dirk Nowitzki. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's already started. I was trying to be pretty careful about what I said regarding the Celtics and Kyrie and what happened when he was in Boston. I'm pretty sure I specifically said they did not use the word cancer, though many fans would tell you that and many media would say that. Oh, yeah, someone's already written me a tweet and included Kyrie on it, because let's make sure Kyrie knows that I said players accused him of being a cancer. Sometimes it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how careful you are or what you say. People hear what they want. So good. Good for you. Thanks for listening so closely. Good to have you as part of the show tonight, Mikey. Let's definitely hear your submissions for public enemy number one in your fan base or your city. This is really a play on this whole idea of Kyrie's reunion with the Celtics, because the Celtics fans, I promise you, will have something special prepared for him. You're going to get nothing but respect and professionalism from the Celtics. You don't want to give your opponent any type of an edge, certainly not any idea that they might have a mental edge on you. But for fans, we don't care about that. We want to show our displeasure express ourselves when it comes to those villains. Either they've betrayed our team, or maybe they've beaten our team really badly a bunch of times. Maybe they've spoken badly about our city or our fan base. Maybe they're just big fat jerks. Who's public enemy number one for your favorite team or your fan base? On Twitter at Amy After Hours. And then also on our Facebook page, the post there that producer Jay has put up. By the way, top of the hour, we'll talk about the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL. Florida Panthers, they're just one win away from returning to the final and having another shot at Lord Stanley's Cup. But for now, the NBA Finals are set. It's the Mavericks, who are underdogs to the Celtics. And in case you care, Jason Tatum is the early favorite for NBA Finals MVP, even though we haven't gotten there yet. Luka Doncic on TNT after this game. Well, where did that 20-point first quarter come from?
My mind will set the tone. I know they're going to start doubling after, so we just play with the doubles. Double team after, and we just play basketball.
Also, when Kyrie Irving was a guest on TNT, of course, they asked him about going back to Boston and facing his former team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Boston's in a way in between our goals, so that's it.
Well, that's a bummer, because I would really let Kyrie make fun of Boston the way that he has in the past when he
Boston
was still with the Nets.
Hates you.
Right, Boston hates you. He did take the bait a little bit. Remember he rubbed sage on the court? We just talked about this with Karen Garigian of the Mass Live outlet. She joined us on last night's show. And while she primarily covers the Patriots, we were talking to her about the Celtics because she'd also been part of their run or covering their run. And she and I both laughed about Kyrie getting back to Boston because he tried to ward off the evil spirits in Boston with sage on the court. He stomped on the logo. Trust me, they'll be waiting for him. And don't believe Kyrie for a second if he tells you there's nothing extra special about beating Boston. He can fake it well every now and then. Oh, he absolutely wants to give it back to his former teammates, but more than that, the fans there in Boston.
Stop mentioning me on Twitter. All y'all fan bases.
Who's public enemy number one for your favorite team or your fan base? Luka definitely had that killer instinct tonight, and he was yapping back and forth with at least one fan somewhere near the court.
It's a good feeling, man. I can't lie. Just go out there and, you know, it's us against them. Just stay together. But that feeling is great.
Was there one fan in particular that you kept going at early on?
And yeah.
What was that about?
I can't tell you. If I tell you, I can sue him. But, you know, that gets me going. Everybody knows that by now, so just got to do it.
Outscored the Wolves 20-19 in the first quarter. And I'm not sure whether it was Snoop Dogg that he was jawing back and forth with, but there was some conversation with Snoop. I don't know if that's just another random exchange and it's not the fan that he was screaming back and forth with, but he definitely was talking with Snoop. And I forgot who was sitting next to Snoop Dogg. I'll look it up on social, see if I can find a picture. But there was someone else, another celeb, who was sitting there with Snoop Dogg. And so I don't know if those were the guys that he was talking to, but he was fired up. And yeah, similar to, say, Kobe Bryant, similar to a Tom Brady, who used to say, oh, Derek Jeter, too, who used to talk about going on the road and how the boos and the jeers and the animosity from the opposing crowds would really fire them up. Luka Doncic clearly has that quality. And similar to the Dallas Stars, the Mavericks, not afraid to go on the road into hostile territory. And remember, they got Derek Lively in the draft lottery last year.
Insane. I think we got a great team, but most importantly, we got the great guys on the team, from players to coaches to everybody in the team. We have great guys, and that's the most important thing. Like I said, we stay together and we just play basketball, you know. Especially, I think we beat three very, very, very good teams, and having home advantage, which is pretty good for us.
I was enjoying it just like everyone else was. He had 20 points, I think, in like 6 minutes or 7 minutes, and you're just watching a special performance take place. But, as a teammate, you just want to continue to do a little things to bring the lead a little bit further along and just continue to play well.
Kyrie Irving back to his second NBA Finals, but not in 7 years, after his 36 points and 5 assists. So same number of made buckets, same number of points as Doncic.
Feels great, man. Definitely don't take this moment for granted because of how hard we had to work to get here. And we had to earn our spot into the NBA Finals. And we had to go against some great opponents, OKC, Clippers, Wolves. And I feel like they got us better as a team. They really challenged us on the defensive end, made us focus in. And, I thanked every single one of them, like I did the previous two series, for making me better. It has been 7 long years, but it's also felt like the right amount of time, in order to reward myself, be in the locker room with my teammates and enjoying it. Long time coming.
Great team effort. Incredible to be atop the Western Conference. Minnesota is well coached. They're a really good team. And we're just happy to be able to represent the Western Conference in the finals.
You know how people tell you that it's always the top seeds or the higher seeded teams that move on in the NBA. This playoffs has been the opposite of that. It's been terrific. The top seed Oklahoma City went down. The defending champion and 2 seed Denver Nuggets went down. The Knicks didn't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, even though they were a 2 seed. And remember last year in the East, were the Heat the 7 or the 8 seed? They were the 8 seed, right?
8.
Yeah. So last year in the East, the Heat went to the NBA Finals as the 8 seed. Here you've got the Mavericks, the 5 seed in a very competitive West that heads on to the NBA Finals. So yes, Celtics, best record in the NBA all season long, far and away the best in the East. You've got a 1 seed, but you've also got a 5 seed. And so I like the fact that we've seen different teams, fresh blood, more competitive playoffs. The Indiana Pacers, they were not a top seed either, a 6 seed in the East, right? And they ended up in the Eastern Conference Finals. So it's been a good mix and some really good games, even though these two conference finals were both relatively quick series. Other than this game tonight, which was a 20-point separation at halftime, you have had some really close games, and that's been a lot of fun. But now we don't have basketball again until next Thursday night. So a full week without any NBA. I shouldn't say basketball, without NBA hoops. NBA finals begin next Thursday night, June 6th, which is also D-Day and my husband's birthday. But I'll be here. Don't you worry.
Oh, happy birthday.
Marco, we're asking our listeners, and I feel like you will have some spicy answers to add to this. In honor of Kyrie returning to a land where he is not so welcome, and the Celtics fans will have some choice words for him. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about public enemy number one for different teams and fan bases, cities. This is sports, of course. Can you think of, or would you like some more time to think about it, for your favorite teams, public enemy number one?
I mean, I'd have to give it some thought. My favorite teams? With the Yankees, the first name that pops into my head is David Ortiz. That was public enemy number one for 20 years, it felt like. For the Knicks, it's still Jordan. Everybody says Reggie Miller, but to me, that's nonsense. Reggie Miller, they got him a bunch of times, and he got them a couple of times. That's different.
It's the 8 seconds. It was the 8 seconds.
Jordan was different. Yes. They never got over the hump. That's public enemy, where the guy comes in and takes your lunch money from you every time he sees you. For the Giants, it's different. Football's weird in that regard, because you think of the Cowboys teams, the Emmitt Smith days, the Michael mm-hmm. Irvins, and with the Eagles, and it's just. It's more the team than it is the laundry in mm-hmm. that regard.
Now we need players. We need like a villain. I wonder how many, it just dawned on me, how many Patriots fans would say maybe not Eli Manning, though, of course, he was at the helm for those two wins, but maybe a David Tyree, maybe a Plaxico Burress. I don't know. I feel like it would be more Eli.
It would definitely, I would think, be more Eli, but I don't, is that really, like, is that public enemy number one? Is that how good you have it that that's your public enemy number one? Not a guy that you see a bunch, not a guy that's a rival.
It can't be Peyton.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you've win so much that you're annoyed with the guy that got you twice in the Super Bowl, which I get. But, I mean, to me, that's almost like, you know, rich man problems. I don't want to hear about those problems.
Right, but according to Tom Brady, it's the losses that haunt him more than he gets excited about the wins.
I get all that, but again, that's not even rich man. That's like trillionaire problems. Nobody wants to hear it. You won seven times. I don't want to hear about the three that you lost. Nobody wants to hear that, okay?
Nobody wants to hear about the fact that you've played in 10 Super Bowls.
I mean, really? You know, you're going to complain about something, about the food that you have, to somebody that's starving. Like, nobody wants to hear about the two losses to the Giants. You won seven times. Walk away. Walk away.
Okay, well, I wonder how many people would say a Mariano Rivera or a Derek Jeter or something like that.
I could see that. And again, it depends on like what the rivalry is. But I feel like in that regard, when you're a public enemy, it has to be somebody that either got you every time or virtually every time.
Or he was on your team, he or she was on your team, and then dumped you and went somewhere else.
That absolutely works too. But that's what I mean. Like, it's hard to be where something like, you know, we won a lot, but you got us once. Go to hell. Like, that's not what we're doing here. This is something where it really stings. It's not,
yes,
you know, you got me once, big deal.
There needs to be some emotion behind it. Okay, so that's the question. Coming up, we'll hear from the Timberwolves, who got so close but still have not been to an NBA Finals in their franchise history. On Twitter, at Amy After Hours, also on our Facebook page, who's public enemy number one for your favorite team or your fan base, your city?
You are listening to the
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
After Hours Podcast.
Congratulations to the Mavericks. You know, they won the series. They earned the series. They deserve the series. So congrats to them and their entire staff. And, you know, they were led by two world-class players that played at a world-class level.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Chris Finch, complimentary of his opponents. The Western Conference Finals over in five games, so the Wolves end up winning in Dallas to force a Game 5 back to their own arena, but quickly Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic, Luka early, and then Kyrie chipping in. They're able to silence that crowd there in many, and the Mavericks soar to their first final since 2011. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. In light of Kyrie Irving, who generally tends to make friends everywhere he goes, in light of Kyrie Irving returning to Boston and a reunion with the fan base that he already knows hates him. He's mentioned that multiple times. He's tried his own voodoo on the court where he used to play. I mean, it was a pretty short tenure there. We'll talk about it. But he was there from 17 to into 19, right? So 17, 18, 18, 19 seasons. And then he decided he wanted to pair up. He was injured, but he decided he wanted to pair up with Kevin Durant, who was also injured, in Brooklyn. And you know the story goes after that. It's actually kind of interesting to hear what Jason Kidd had to say about Kyrie in Dallas and how people didn't believe that he would be able to find a home there or would fit in there, given his track record.
It's great. We know we still have a lot of work to do, but it's great to have Kai. When you have talent, you know, to be able to have a talented young man like Kai, who's playing at a high level. A lot of people missed on it, but it's all right because now they're writing about that it does fit. But those two worked at it. It just didn't happen overnight, and that's a beautiful thing. And so it's all right to be wrong. We're not always right.
Jason Kidd essentially giving the other teams in the NBA pass. It's all right to be wrong. We got it right. You got it wrong. But see, that's not actually true because the other teams did give him a shot. They gave him an opportunity. And let's be fair, Kyrie wore out his welcome. In Cleveland, a little bit different. He asked out of there. There was a lot of talk that he wanted to get out from underneath LeBron's shadow. Of course, he did have the game-winning three for the Cavaliers in their 2016 NBA championship against the Warriors, an incredibly signature moment for Kyrie, a moment where he grew up and he earned respect. But yeah, there was this need to get away from LeBron and strike out on his own. And the Celtics wanted him really badly. It did not work. It was never a good fit. He goes to Brooklyn. He and KD, they want to team up. They bring in James Harden. The three of them barely played together. So there's that part of it. They spent a good portion of that time being injured. But remember, Kyrie would go AWOL. He made it very clear he cared about other things more than he cared about basketball. And so when he got traded to Dallas, the Nets were all too happy to get rid of him. And let's also be truthful about the fact that he didn't want to return to Dallas. He wanted to go to Los Angeles, but there were no offers out there for him. So he re-signed in Dallas. I'm glad it works. I'm happy for the franchise that they found this 1-2 punch. But you know there are many people who wonder how long it will last. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Who's public enemy number one for your team or for your favorite franchise, your city, whatever it is, the fan base? Who do you classify as public enemy number one? At Amy After Hours on Twix, or you can find us on Facebook. Yeah, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know exactly what went wrong in this game.
Luka came out tonight, put his stamp on the game, you know, hit a couple bomb threes that kind of gotten them really loosened up. And then, you know, offensively, we were kind of never really settled in. Their physicality bothered us. The game kind of slipped away from us in the first quarter when we missed a lot of easy stuff, you know, went one-on-one too early, just kind of got busted out of any kind of offensive structure, you know, and then we couldn't get stopped. So that was the game.
We never clicked all together as a team in this series, not even one game. I think that was the main thing. The last two series, we was all clicking at one time, making shots and stuff. We wasn't clicking at one time.
We'll get more from the Minnesota locker room. Karl Anthony Towns did have another big game, but too little too late for the Wolves. Nick is in Baltimore. Nick, who is public enemy number one for your teams?
So I'll make a couple of quick points. I hope Amy, I've got a little bit of time. Just real quick, about public enemy number ones, I think it changes from sport to sport because like part of the country to like era. I think sometimes if there's a guy that plays on a certain team, like when Jeter played for the Yankees, I love the Orioles. When Jeter played for the Yankees, I didn't hate him, but I hated it. A-Rod was a dislikable person. And just because of their whole like the money they have, like right now they have Juan Soto, John Colston, Aaron Judge. It's like these guys are like huge. It's like comic book characters, so they're easy to pay, but not one single person. But over time, sometimes like Roger Clemens when he played for them, people really didn't like him. So I think those things change. But you know, so right now I really don't have one single. If I had to play, say, one person, it would be the shortstop for the Blue Jays, Bichette. Some of them just bothers me.
Oh.
So that's about that. And one other thing I want to make real quick about the NBA playoffs. Is that okay?
Yeah, you've got about a minute. Go ahead.
I think the NBA playoffs is great that you don't go into the season now with only two or three teams having a chance to win the championship. I think this is a great golden era. It's re-sparked my interest in the NBA, especially the playoffs.
Good.
I think it's awesome.
Good. I'm so glad to hear that. I know that a lot of the TV ratings are down, and so people will point to that and say there's waning interest. I think it's just changing habits. But whenever there are stars, people will show up to watch them. So I do expect that with the star power in this series, Luka, who's not just national but international, Kyrie, who is a name for years in the NBA, obviously the Celtics have got their stars too. I think there'll be some great intrigue in the series for these finals. I like this matchup.
So, Amy, can I ask you one more question?
Real quick.
All right, so I was listening the other night to National, and I called in. I don't know who the guy was, but the Celtics swept the Pacers, right? Are we correct? That's a fact, right?
Yes.
But this host on the station was trying to say the Celtics didn't prove enough, and if you and I aren't like the NBA, they're like the best basketball players in the world, right?
For the most part, yes.
So anybody, there's guys all over the NBA. So if you sweep a team in the Final Four, the conference finals, I think that's pretty legitimate. And this host the other night, he was baffling my mind by trying to say the Celtics didn't do enough. All right, you have a great night, Amy. You're the best.
Thank you, Nick. Good to talk to you. I think that there are some analysts/hosts who would look at the Celtics' performance against the Pacers only because they had to come back in three of the four games. Game two was really a lopsided affair. But in each of those games, even without Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers were able to build a lead. Now, the difference between Celtics and Pacers is Boston has the experience to close, the star power to close, the Pacers did not. Maybe that's the loophole. But yeah, I think the Celtics have proved they're the best in the East, and they now await the Mavericks. We're going to talk Stanley Cup playoffs next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.